This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from the Gilbert Residence. Patient first name is Patricia, P-A-T-R-I-C-I-A, last name is Briggs, B-R-I-G-G-S. Date of birth is February 22, 1939. Date of evaluation is 9-26-2023. HPA history page, complaint, psychiatric evaluation to assess patient's capacity to make informed medical decisions. History of present illness. This is 84 years old female who's new to me. Period I reviewed, evaluation done by nurse practitioner Melanie on September 18, 2023. Patient chart indicates history of chronic kidney disease, congestive heart failure, depression, arthritis, diabetes. Period patient was present during my evaluation. She was resting in bed. She reports that she's been having some neck pain and reports that she was given a patch. Period. She states that she's been sleeping okay and appetite is fair. Period. Patient denied any persistent feelings of hopelessness or suicidal ideation. Period. She was admitted here on Wellbutrin XL 300 mg once a day and Cymbalta 30 mg once a day. Period. No adverse effects reported. Patient lacked insight into what kind of medication she has been taking. Period. She did not know the name of this facility, but she thought it's July 26th, and then corrected herself and knew that it's September 2023. She knew Biden as a president, but did not know the name of the governor of Michigan. She could recall three out of three objects immediately, but one out of three after 3 minutes. Here she could spell the word house forward and backwards appropriately. Next paragraph, patient reports that she worked as a secretary in the past and reports that her husband was a letter carrier and reports that they met in a post office and they've been married for 45 years. Patient talked about a daughter who comes to visit her. Next paragraph. Date of last visit, September 18, 2023. Next paragraph, a review of medical family social history indicated no changes since last visit. Next paragraph, medical history, see chart. Next paragraph, social history, unremarkable. Family history, no changes. Next paragraph, medical record, lab diagnostic, test, collateral form, and chart, nursing. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medication, see medication page number one, Wellbutrin and XL number two, Cymbalta. Next paragraph, mental status examination, constitutional, non-grooming, fair motor movements, normal stature, lying gait, not tested, level of consciousness, alert, demeanor, cooperative, effect, broad mood, euthymic, speech, clear thought process, periods of confusion, suicidal, homicidal ideation, denied suicidal ideation, psychotic symptom, denied, psychosis or AVH, funnel knowledge, fair judgment, limited insight, limited orientation, person with a normal place, impaired time with a normal attention, concentration, impaired memory, recent impaired, patient could recall one out of three objects after 3 minutes. Sleep problems, none, appetite, fear. Next paragraph under assessment and plans. Major depressive disorder, recurrent severe, without psychotic symptoms, F33.2. Plans continue, Wellbutrin XL and Cymbalta as prescribed. Number two, unspecified dementia, unspecified severity without behavioral disturbance, psychotic disturbance, mood disturbance, and anxiety, F03.90. Plans continue behavioral interventions, period encourage participation in activities, encourage socialization with others. Next paragraph, disposition, notify service of any changes in mood or behaviors and new concerns. Next paragraph, the patient will continue to be seen for monitoring of current psychotropic drug regimen, including its efficacy and adverse effects. Next paragraph, patient does seem to have cognitive impairment and limited insight into her current medications. Patient seems to lack capacity to make informed medical decisions, however, should be consulted in decision-making process. Next, for our orders and procedure 99309, end of dictation.